This holiday, deck their countertops with peppermint white chocolate mochas, gingerbread lattes, and pumpkin cream cold brews. Ninja Luxe Cafe is the ultimate gift. It's the number one best-selling espresso machine in the U.S., perfect for the coffee lovers in your life. If they can dream it, they can brew it. No skills needed. Espresso balanced. Drip coffee, rich. Cold brew in a flash. Hands-free, silky microfoam. Dairy or plant-based milks. Bring joy into their holiday and every day after with Ninja Luxe Cafe. Shop now.
Broads, this episode is sponsored by Talkspace, the only therapy platform making mental health support accessible for everyone. There really is nothing more important than making sure your mental health is dialed in, but that can be tricky because sometimes life sucks, bottom line.
You know what? Sometimes it does. But if you're signed up with Talkspace, you've always got someone ready to help you through the tough parts of life. And if you join Talkspace today to match with one of the thousands of therapists across dozens of different specialties, you can instantly start messaging with someone.
Talkspace is therapy on your terms. Like Becca said, you can message your therapist 24/7 as soon as you match. And you can even schedule video chats or live sessions if and when you feel like it.
Get the one size fits one support you need with Talkspace. Sign up today at Talkspace.com and get $100 off your first month with promo code Chatty. That's $100 off at Talkspace.com, promo code Chatty.
And welcome to another episode of Chatty Broads with Becca and Jess.
Should I slap you? Wake you up?
No.
You want to get slapped?
No, I don't want to get slapped.
Come on. Let me slap you. You can slap me.
That's how you want to start this? We're going to slap each other and then ask intimate questions?
Well, like, you know, when you've had a long day and you're a little tired, sometimes you need to wake up.
You're going to slap me?
You want to do it? You slap me?
No, you got big hands,
I won't slap you hard.
I don't know.
I'll backhand you.
Knuckles.
Yeah.
Just knucks.
Well, hello, everyone. Mm-hmm. Wake up. Let's take our inaugural drink of hams.
We're having to do this whole thing again.
Oh, here we are.
Here we are. Just fucking dragged onto the stage to perform.
We don't want to do this, but it's just like we have to because it's just like the need is great.
If we threatened to leave, the complete fabric of society would collapse.
What's the reason to do anything anymore if we're not talking to you? So we're here as a gift again.
Again, you're welcome.
Merry Christmas in advance.
For the next 10 years.
Because you could like re-listen to them.
Yeah.
So it's just Christmas every Friday.
Mm-hmm.
It's Friday Christmas.
You know what fucking song... No, don't leave my head. I was singing. The song that popped into my head on the way to your house was the one that's like, na, 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 you got to cut it.
Oh, you get to cut it.
You got to cut it. Yeah. I was like, I haven't heard that in so long. That's I was like, a vibe. Why is that coming in? It's such a vibe.
Oh, that one I heard the other day that like popped up, and I was like, oh my gosh. It was like, Superman.
It's like, Superman.
Watch me, you.
Watch me, you. That one's fun.
There's so many.
Like, Soldier Boy, baby.
You remember, this is the one that every time I hear it, I go, high school dance. Bum, 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 bum. Bum, 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 bum. Bum, 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 bum. Bum, 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 bum.
Dude, my friends are going to an Usher concert. He has a residency in Vegas. Usher. He is now playing Vegas. You can go see him whenever you want, 9 to 5.
Yeah. See him with a shrimp cocktail.
You know when they used to say that Vegas was like the last place you wanted your career to end up?
It's the best place.
Now it's like the number one. Vegas really rebranded.
Dude, well now artists who are at the top of their game are like looking to get
Vegas.
Like Adele's like, for oh, life. Vegas. Like, yeah.
Yeah, they're like, lock me down. Whereas, like, I feel like when we were kids, failing artists were, like, having their, like, resurgence over there.
It's because the pool parties took off.
Yeah.
So now it's, like, the Chainsmokers have, like, a residency there. Mm-hmm. So, like, every weekend they go do a set and they make $1 million.
They make more money playing those, like, four nights in Vegas.
Oh, yeah. Millions.
Yeah.
Imagine, dude, the DJs have it the best. So I work in the industry. Best. So it's like, I'm aware of like how much goes into a show, mm-hmm. you know, and how much personnel and how much money it costs to put on like a show.
Yeah.
It's a ton of money.
Yeah.
Like you'd be blown away at like how much a little opening band on a small tour has to pay just to like go out and do a tour.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It's so expensive. DJs have usually travel with 1 to 2 people. And they show up to these pool parties and they have like a tour manager and like maybe a production assistant. And then they plug their USB thing in and they're like $1 million.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
House. And then you just party. You just hang out.
Yeah. And the TM just handles all the logistics. Mm-hmm.
They show up.
And hands them their headphones.
And their water's there and their drinks are there and yeah. their food's there. And they're like, cool, I like it this way in the room. So I'm working. I'm not working with them, but they're next to me in one of the buildings that I'm working at. A really, really, really big band. Like one of the top like 10 rock bands of all time. I'm not going to say their name.
Just so juicy. Whisper it to me. Don't show anyone. Block your mouth.
Yeah. So they're next door. And they have so many people working for them to do any little wow. thing you could ever imagine. There's someone who comes into the room every day who just feng shuis the room. All they do is rearrange couches, rearrange lights, bring in new decorations.
That's
just
what I'm
for when
about.
They're rehearsing. They're just kind of like, oh, I like the energy in here is good.
That's what I'm talking about. I want that at some point in life where you're just like,
we have a break, podcast.
This has been working. Blue's been working now. Break. Please change the entire color and vibe of this room for me, please. We're going to take lunch, BRB.
And when we come back, we want new couches, new
Full
vibes,
new decorations.
Plants.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Like, imagine we have our podcast and we yeah. come in and we're like, oh, did they get it right? Because we come in and we're like, cool, we don't like this energy and we like the rugs this way. And like, you know, oh, I'm kind of doing a, like a juice cleanse type thing. So like, you got to make sure I have my correct juices where mm-hmm. I need them in the room. Easy to grab.
And we're still only in here till 4.
Yeah, yeah. I'm working for 5 hours max.
Max. Just figure. I'm going to take a 2-hour break right now. You guys figure that out.
Yeah.
I'll be right back.
Dude, living in a different world.
So tight.
How was your Easter weekend?
Easter weekend was fun. Easter weekend was hectic. We were in a house with 7 kids under 7.
Whose other kids are these?
Becca's older brother has 5 kids.
Oh my gosh. My sister has 5 kids.
It's a lot of children.
Dude, it is an insane amount of chaos.
It's hard for me to remember all their names or say all their names, but I did a pretty good job.
Ember? Dude, this is insane. So Ember goes to the cousin's house. It's 5 other kids. And she loves it. She goes over there and she's like going crazy with the kids. And she'll come home. And I'll be like, hey, how was your time? She's like, I had a good time. Big boy cousin. He, blah, 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 blah. And young blonde hair. We were playing outside. And small boy brown hair. He, and I'm like, what? And I'm like, what are their names? And she's like, I don't know. I just call them those things. Small boy brown hair. And we went over to the house and she'd yell at him. Tall girl, come here. I'll show you something. Like the disrespect of like, I'm not even going to learn your name.
Tall
but you're
girl.
Here. You're here just to entertain me.
Where is this? This is my
sister's
family?
Kids, her cousins. Oh, she just doesn't even bother to learn their names. Short boy.
How often does she see them?
I mean, semi-regularly.
Short guy.
Small boy brown hair. Tall girl blonde hair.
Small boy brown hair. They're like, you know, you like the storybook, like Native American age where it's like running bear.
Yeah.
And all that. That's what it reminds me.
That's what
you.
It is.
Small boy brown hair.
Well, she's just like, hey, you, get over here. Entertain me.
Come here. Is she the youngest?
She's second youngest.
Okay.
So there's like a 4-year-old. But it just cracks me up because it's how Ember bosses me around too. Hey, come over here. I'm gonna show you something.
Hey, big guy.
No joke. I walked in the house today. She goes, hey, big guy. She literally goes, hey, big guy, come here. And I go, big guy.
That's so tight.
Dude, she's been like throwing out
big guy.
My favorite thing she's been doing lately is kind of making up her own adjectives. So she'll just be like, oh, it was a gargantuous, it was a gargantuous time. Like, gargantuous? I was like, oh, it was like a big thing that happened. Or it was, you know what I mean? Like, she'll just say gargantuous and gargantuous.
She'll try to
like,
get it just, out. Yeah.
But she won't even like, but she knows the word. It's more like she's like, that's not quite doing it. I need to do gargantuous.
It doesn't have enough flavor.
Yeah, gargantuous. Feels better.
There's not enough.
Yeah, it needs to have a couple more syllables in there.
It's got
to
have more.
Big guy.
It's got to have more vv to it.
Some ja, some zhuzh.
Some yeah, but not quite. It's got to be more like zhuzh.
Yeah, zhuzh.
Sort of like, what was it? Have you ever seen the video of Fergie doing the national anthem?
Yes.
That's the energy Ember has, huh?
Dude, one of my favorite things ever is finding the compilation on YouTube of people failing at doing the national anthem. And the Rockets were back! And they forget the lines because they panic.
I have not seen these, but...
Oh, it is... Or the famous one.
I just love fail videos.
Well, people... A lot of times what happens with the national anthem is that people start too high.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like whenever you sing the national anthem, you kind of got to start low. Ooh, sick. Because you know you're going to have to... And the Rocket... You know you got to get up there. But if you start... Oh, say, can you see? And then you... And the Rocket... And then they just like... It is the best. Because then it's like, dude, you're in front of 25,000 people at like a... So, like a football game, or no, I guess it'd be like a hockey game, and you're just like melting down.
Do you get pumped up by the national anthem at those games when there's like a good one?
A good singer?
Yeah.
Yes.
Fuck yeah, dude, same here. What is it about that?
Well, it's just the song, the melody to me is really good. Like, it's just got that, like, let's go.
It's so funny when, like, yeah, when someone's doing it and you're ready, especially if it's like a big game, mm-hmm. like playoffs, Dodgers playoffs, when the national anthem comes out and someone's like, you know, and the Rockets red glare, and you're just like, it's fucking.
It's the organized sports version of, let's get ready to rumble. You know, here we go. Everyone's lined up. It's like
the dude, stoner bashing time.
What's that?
Let's go. Dude, where's my car?
Oh, I haven't seen that in so long.
It's so funny. I haven't seen that in.
Nothing could be more of, like, if someone were to ask me, like, what's Grayson's favorite movie? I'd be like, dude, where's my car? 100%.
I haven't seen that movie in so long, but that movie is so funny.
I could see that. Maybe White Castle would be another hit for you.
That movie, what's funny is like if we were to rewatch, Bill and Ted's is Biodome. So good. All those are good. They're all kind of weird good though. They're just like, have you seen, what's the one where, he's like one of my favorite actors. Brendan Fraser is a caveman.
Oh yeah,
Encino Man.
Oh my god,
they're so epically bad. Early Pauly Shore movies and early Brendan Fraser movies are so fucking funny to me. What an odd era.
The 90s.
Yeah, like, well, no, those are like 90s. Those are like late 80s.
Oh yeah,
super early 90s.
Yeah, I guess
those
so.
Were like old when I was a kid. I got into those when I was a teenager.
That's true. Brendan but Fraser.
Fucking Dude, Where's My Car? I was definitely old enough for theaters for that. I'm trying to think that there's a fucking like Andy Dick is like naked in an ostrich cage at some point.
Oh, you know what one I liked a lot? Joe Dirt.
Joe Dirt is fantastic.
Great movie.
Those are two movies where like Joe Dirt holds up.
Mm-hmm,
I don't know if Dude, Where's My Car holds up, but you reference it still.
Yeah.
Like Zoltan.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Really exciting stuff for you this Friday, guys. Really fucking exciting. Little known fact, Evan and I are recording on 420.
420.
Blurs!
Okay, broads, interrupting the bros. Listen, makeup is an area of life that I firmly believe should have zero compromises. I want high performance products that are created with superior ingredients that is good for my skin, okay? Coincidentally, I basically just described Thrive Cosmetics. Thrive Cosmetics crafts the most amazing beauty products that are paraben and sulfate free, 100% vegan and cruelty free, but also work better than most every other brand I've tried. I love Thrive Cosmetics.
Oh, me too. When you use Thrive Cosmetics, you are going beyond yourself because they are all about the bigger picture. With each product purchased, Thrive Cosmetics helps donate to women to help them thrive in all areas of their life, whether that means helping them emerge from homelessness, fighting cancer, or any other tough situation. It's really neat. I am always a big fan of companies that do the work, and Thrive Cosmetics, they really are.
My favorite Thrive Cosmetic product has to be their liquid lash extensions.
I have that.
Mascara. Okay, do not sleep on this, broads. It's amazing. I love a lash extension, but sometimes my lashes need a little bit of a break. And when they do, you know you will always catch me wearing this mascara. It almost gives the same effect as a false lash. It's Thrive Cosmetics' best-selling product with more than 20,000 five-star reviews, okay? You have to give it a try and see for yourself. And see for yourself just how long this makes your lashes with zero clumping, smudging, or flaking. I'm obsessed. And when the day is done, it's the easiest mascara to remove that I've ever used. It slides right off with warm water and a washcloth. No soap required. Mm-hmm. They're just too good to be true.
Now's a great time to try Thrive Cosmetics for yourself. You can get 15% off your first order when you go to thrivecosmetics.com/chatty. The way that's spelled is it's Thrive, T-H-R-I-V-E, and then it's cause, like a good cause. C-A-U-S-E. M-E-T-I-C-S. So cosmetics, thrivecosmetics.com/chatty for 15% off your first order.
Listen, every single one of you amazing broads is different. Your smiles, your voices, what makes you laugh and dye your hair, okay? So why would we expect one type of shampoo to work perfectly for tons of different hair types? That's a no, okay? But we have a game changer, something that sees you, and that is Function of Beauty.
Mm-hmm. Function of Beauty is the world's first fully customizable hair care that creates individually filled shampoos, conditioners, styling products, and treatment formulas based on your hair, how it is right now, how you want it to be in the future. And you guys, when we say fully customizable and tailored to you, we mean it in every sense of the word. Mm-hmm. Function of Beauty has over 54 trillion possible formulations. To find your perfect system, all you need to do is take Function of Beauty's quick online hair quiz. It will build out your hair profile and help the team understand your hair goals, like more length, bigger volume, oil control, all of that stuff. You get the idea.
Then you'll get to choose the color plus fragrance of your personal products, or you can go dye and fragrance free, by the way, and then sit back and wait while your bottle ships straight to your door. Like I've said, I've been using and loving my formulas, and I told you this, I think a few weeks ago, but I got my family on it. My mom and my sister, they both dye their hair frequently. They have a hard time finding something that keeps their hair healthy, but also shiny. They're obsessed with Function of Beauty. It's perfect just for them.
Say goodbye to generic hair care for good today. Go to functionofbeauty.com/chatty to take your hair goals quiz. You're going to save 25% on your first order. So go to functionofbeauty.com/chatty to let them know you heard about it from our show, and you'll get 25% off your first order. That's functionofbeauty.com/chatty to take your hair quiz and save 25% on your first order.
Blaze up, baby. Did you like, blaze today?
I did today.
Oh,
on the
nice.
Way here.
Oh, on the way here. I can mm-hmm. tell your eyes are shutting.
Like, you know what? Your eyes are shut. You're fucking high.
You know what's funny about that? You know, that reaction, how you got defensive, is the most high reaction you can have. Because when you're high and someone's not high, you're immediately kind of insecure about the fact that you're high. Not you, but I'm saying, wouldn't you say that that's the case?
A thought comes over. Yeah, we're like, be chill.
Yeah, like, don't.
Be chill.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's like being drunk. How many times have you been drunk and your significant other goes, well, you're drunk right now. And then you're like, I'm not drunk. I could drive any car as fast as I want. No problem.
I'm not fucking drunk. You're drunk.
Yeah. And you're like, babe, I've had no drinks. You've had 40. Isn't it funny? No. You can't admit it.
No.
Dude, I'm notorious for that. Especially back in the day. I was I'm like falling over in a bush, and I'm like, I'm not drunk.
You have problems, Evan.
I'm not drunk at all. I'm good.
Are you okay, dude?
What do you mean?
Do you want to talk about this?
Oh, yeah, okay. See, now you're getting introspective.
Yeah, I'm getting all...
I like that. Well, speaking of introspective, we have these cards. Mm-hmm. And the game is called We're Not Really Strangers. And we're not really necessarily playing the game, but we were looking at these cards and we thought, these are some really good questions. Oh, sick. These are some really good questions to ask each other, because they not only make you think about life, they make you get to know the person you're sitting next to better. I think for the listeners, for the listeners. He's in the background. Bang, bong, bang, bong. Happy 420, bro.
Yo, fucking 420, dude.
I'm not high, you're high.
Not even.
But I just, I was like, it's a good mix of like serious questions and then like, you know, comedic context. So I'm going to start off. I got this little stack of cards.
Yeah, here we go.
We're going to get into this. Okay, you ready? What question are you trying to answer most in your life right now?
Why?
Yeah, that's the beginning of a question.
Why?
Why, bro?
Why?
I'll start.
Go.
What's worth the stress?
Ooh.
That's the big one for me.
That's a heavy one.
Because there's just so much going on, and there's just a lot of work, and we're busy, and there's a lot of, like, there's kid, and there's life, and there's marriage, and all these things. And you kind of go, you know, you can kind of stress about it all, and you can kind of obsess about it all, or you can get in your head about certain things, or when something, you know, that frustrates you, you can spiral over, or, you know, things are that important, like conversations that need to be had, you know, friendships that need to be fostered, drama that doesn't need to be addressed, all that stuff. And it's like the big thing I've been like thinking about a lot lately is like, you only have so much energy. You only have so much focus. What is worth the, like, we need to sit down and figure this out.
The big one for me would be, has the crypto shit
and that's kind of my thing, and I'm glad you engaged with that.
I was listening to you. I was just answering your question there. I thought you were asking me a question for real.
But then I gave you my answer, and you need to engage with my answer,
Evan,
just move on.
I was actively listening. I was actively listening and engaged. I was listening, and you asked me. You may have been asking just within your question's answer, which is confusing. Okay. Which is confusing. But you had said, what like outside of this stuff is worth the stress? And that's when I answered.
Oh. Well, what question are you trying to answer? I'm trying to answer that. You know what I mean?
I was building off your answer.
That. Okay.
Which was just, has the crypto ship sailed?
Got it.
Is that worth getting stressed about? Should we sit down and investigate that?
Well, it's interesting because the fear, that's realistically FOMO.
Has the crypto ship sailed?
But I don't know, but that's the FOMO thing, right? That's the FOMO concept you see a friend who made a bunch of money and now you're stressed about the fact that you weren't on that ship.
Think about everyone who missed out on the gold rush.
Exactly.
Think when about they're like, dude, there's
no gold in California.
They're pulling gold out of the fucking ground.
I'm done tell you.
And they're like, oh, like all those people got over there. It's probably all fucking gone right now. And then it's like, oh no, that shit just kept going.
Yep.
And going.
But if you were to go to California now to get gold,
you're fucked. Yeah. there was like a decent window.
Yeah.
And now it's like, you know, that's the big question. Was like, fuck, dude, like is it over? Is it over? Is now the time for Doge, or
Doge is down?
Yeah, I mean that's what they say.
That's what they Okay, next question. What fast food restaurant do you think I'm most likely to drive through? And what's my order?
Taco Bell.
Okay. Why do you say that?
Because you love Taco Bell.
Okay, cool. I do love Taco Bell, but that wouldn't be my go-to
Del Taco?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, because now you're too good for Taco Bell, so you go to Del Taco.
It's an upgrade?
Which is weird that Del Taco became an upgrade, because Del Taco used to be the downgrade from Taco Bell.
Really?
Yeah, in my mind.
They sell like hamburgers and shit, and you're like, that's not right.
It was just like, what the fuck, Del Taco? Why would you go anywhere other than Taco Bell? Sad line Del Taco.
Right, right.
Because everything looked like knockoff Taco Bell.
That's true.
But now you just realize it's the step up Taco Bell.
It is the step
up.
They have fish tacos and stuff. They don't have fish tacos at Taco Bell.
They're slightly better Taco Bell.
It's another level.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so now I guess for you.
Okay.
I feel like it's weird. Like, I just feel you're like a Golden Corral guy or some shit like that.
For a drive-thru?
Or is that drive-thru? Or is that just a restaurant?
I think it's just a restaurant.
Okay.
Although I do love Cracker Barrel.
That's what I mean. That's what I'm saying. Like, I could totally see just like a weirdo.
Cracker Barrel's fire, dude. Waffle House.
There you go. Fast food. In-N-Out?
I do love In-N-Out. I do. I'd say, though, if you're going to catch me in a fast food drive-thru, it's going to be McDonald's.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm shocked with that, because you can get real existential about things like this. Like, you can get real, like, let's have a debate on what's the best, and you've deduced
that. If it's normal, if it's like a normal mealtime, Chick-fil-A or In-N-Out for a drive-thru, because they're the best.
Mm.
They're the best ones. If it's late night, McDonald's.
It always bangs. The fries bang.
It bangs so hard. Except I rarely get the fries. I'm usually just two double cheeseburgers.
Oh, the double cheeseburger game is fire.
It's very fire. Off the $2 menu.
Okay.
That's the late night go. Because sometimes, dude, late night when you're like just rushing to get home, and not like late night, oh, I'm fucked up. Like, then I'll go in and out because they're open till 1.
Oh, okay.
But if it's like, I'm just going home and I haven't really eaten and I just want to get in and out, not like the restaurant. Because right. They take like 25 minutes.
That's the problem with In-N-Out. You non-Californiers, and I know there's a couple In-N-Outs.
You don't get it.
I know you. In-N-Out's kind of a legend in that way. But like In-N-Out, the only problem with In-N-Out is that it takes forever. Like it's probably a similar...
They do a phenomenal job.
But it's probably a similar time as if you were to walk into a restaurant and say, can I get the number, can I get the this entree to go? And just wait. They probably take around the same time.
They do a pretty decent thing, though. Like, Chick-fil-A's, it's all pretty good. Like, I don't think you're ever really in line for more than 15 minutes.
Right, but it's...
But when I just want to be like, I want maybe like a three-minute detour, McDonald's.
15 minutes is five times the amount.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
It's five times better, though.
It is. Okay, here's one. Do I look kind? Explain.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I was also wondering, because I'm also like, you're big and intimidating. Like, depending, like, right now you're wearing a pink sweatshirt.
Okay, so it's kind
and
of...
I know you, and yeah. You're like, you're relaxed, your face is soft. I wonder what you're like in public, if like you're walking down the street and I don't know you.
But kind. Yeah, okay.
But I think you look kind.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. I would say you look kind.
That's good.
You kind of always have like a version of a smile on. You're very chill. You have a very chill vibe about you. You're not like very, you seem like someone who like I would talk to. I'd be like, what's up, dude? How you? Oh yeah, cool. What do you do? Oh, like, if I, you know what I mean? Like, you know, like a good example would be if you are standing in line or you're waiting for your food and mm-hmm. you're kind of, there's like four or five people, you know, we've all been in the Starbucks, the whatever. And then certain people are kind of down looking away. Certain people have the like, do not talk to me sunglasses on. I feel like you'd have the vibe of kind of like, looking around being like, huh, if someone starts talking to me, I'm down. Is that true?
Yeah. I was just thinking, I'll be walking down like at Long Beach sometimes, you know, you get like some dude will just be like, you're walking by and they're like checking you and they're like, what's up?
Right.
Put the hand out, but it's like right as you walk by.
Right.
And it's like, if you just walk past it, then it's like, that's just, you know, right. You miss that opportunity. Right. Or you got to be quick on the like, and it's like just right. A random person just be like, hey, and you just like come out with a quick high five.
What's up?
You got to be on that.
You got to be on it.
You got to be on that.
I have my days. I have days where I'm just like, dude, everyone's my friend today. And then I have days where I was like, do not talk to me. I'm a little like 50-50 on
this. This is like, I feel like it's always like a test when I'm walking like through the streets. Because the streets where the gym's at is like kind of on Anaheim.
Yeah, it's eclectic.
It's not necessarily like people like, hey, how's your day going? It's a lot different. It's like, what's up?
Yeah.
You know,
a little more intense, but friendly intense.
Yeah, it is. It is a friendly intense. It's to be friendly, but it is intense.
Okay. What do you think my biggest weakness is? Be real.
Weakness in like what way?
Just that's what the card says. This is
because at first I was going to be like Ember, and then I was like,
not weakness. Like, what's my soft spot?
And then I was going to say a good cocktail.
No, that's like that's cute.
Yeah.
No, I think you got to go like not like guilty pleasure or like weakness as in my soft spot. Like, what do you think my weakness is? Like, what do you think I'm not good at?
Well. I don't know. I know it's not a train of thought. I'm like,
right. This is challenging.
It's like, I don't look at people and be like, what do I think this person fucking sucks at?
Right. We could skip if you want.
Okay.
Okay.
Did you have an answer for me?
Oh yeah. No, I'm just kidding.
It's a liar.
Well, I'll only tell you mine because I like force myself to think of one. But that means you have to think of one then.
I'm also high, so I'm like, this is not. It's an uncomfortable.
That's a downer vibe.
It's an uncomfortable vibe. Yeah, it's downers, dude. That's down. That's negative downers.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
This is the opposite. What do you admire about me?
Ooh, I admire your tenacity.
Oh.
Yeah, you're a hard worker, Evan.
Oh, thanks,
man.
And
I do admire that.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. It means a lot. Okay, what I admire about you is you don't sweat things. At least you don't seem to. I know you do, right? We're all human beings. We sweat things. But in general, you just don't have an energy about you that's stressful.
Well, that's good.
Well, you know what I mean? Like, I just feel like no matter what we go through, we've been working together now for like a year, and no matter what, like, drama comes up or problems come up, or like, you know, when we're talking about things that are normally kind of stereotypically stressful or problematic, you have this kind of haha, fuck it thing. That's kind of like, it's endearing, but it's also, I'm just jealous of it. You know, I'm jealous of that because I think it's so important to have that about life, because it's like, it's kind of going back to that question I had, like, what's serious? What's worth stressing about? And I think that, like, it's easy to stress about things that are not that big of a deal. Mm-hmm. And I don't feel like you really do. Like, you stress about things that are important, but like, you don't seem to be like, oh shit, we're going to be late. Or like, oh shit, I wonder if this is going to work out. You know what I mean? Like, you kind of just go, oh, if it does, it does. It does, doesn't, it doesn't. We move on. And I think I need more of that, because I think it's helpful for not letting it get things get you down, you know? Do you identify with that?
No.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You feel like everything is, you're like freaking out about everything.
It's funny. My mom was talking to me about this, and I realized we're both like pretty similar, because my mom comes off like she's like, oh,
she's, well, yeah, I've met your mom, very free-spirited, kind of like aloof, fun.
But my mom is like super anxious about stuff, like a lot. But like, to all her friends, like even like really close friends, it's like always like sort of like, if she were to bring up her own, like anything going on with her, it's like, oh, it's like whatever, you know, it's like, yeah, like stuff's happening, but like it's totally like whatever, like, you know. But it's like more about like another person's things of being like, oh, like, you know, if you're being affected by that, like, what can I do to help you? Or,
oh, it's like empathetic
in a way. Yeah. But it's like never, my mom will never like make time for hers.
Oh.
In a way, like in a conversation with a friend. But like, for like, if you were to ask Becca that question, if you were to tell Becca like that's how you describe, she would like laugh probably.
At you, being like, Grayson's so not that way.
Yeah, because one of the things, so like now I'm in, just being bringing back up bro therapy. She had me meeting, I was doing like an online thing, and I hit like a dead end with this online therapy search thing. And now she has me doing her EMDR experimental shit or whatever. But I like the woman, but one of the things we're working on is stress management. It's like, what are stress triggers and what are like tools to deal with that? What is like, you know?
Okay, then let me do this.
So it's interesting because it's like, I don't know.
Let me make a slight adjustment to it.
But you're not the first person to say that.
Because it's obviously
like, I think my MO amongst like all my friends.
Maybe
groups.
It's like an outward, the way you do things, you know, it doesn't seem. Let me make a slight tweak now that we're like processing this. And again, this could be totally wrong too, but I don't get the sense from you that you really care what people think about you.
That is close to true.
I mean, obviously we all care to some extent.
Yeah.
But like, I don't get this sense of you that like you're aware, like you're, that you're thinking about what you're going, like what you might do and how you might be judged for it or thought of. You just say, you tend to kind of just go like, again, fuck it, I don't care kind of vibe that when it comes to. So maybe that's more the vibe I get, is like, maybe it's less of not stress, but it's more like you're not stressing. Because a lot of what we do is about like how people will perceive us.
Well, what's funny is like there'll be a conversation in my head. Like, there's that time we had we won't say which guest, but the guest came over and I made the.
Yes.
Dumb shit.
We had a guest and me and Grayson were saying goodbye.
Episode. Yeah, we were just saying goodbye.
We were hanging out in the house and Grayson said a very wild thing. And it could have been construed as extremely offensive, and he didn't even track with it, and it, we were dying laughing because of that.
I was just like, whatever.
Yeah.
Fucking said it, whatever. It's just like, yeah. Wow, that... It's like, well, I came out super wrong, but just whatever.
But
I
didn't even try to, like,
retract it. It was just like, yeah, whatever. It's out there.
Yeah, you sat in it.
Take it or leave it.
You sat in it.
I don't fucking care at this point. I was like, whatever.
Yeah, I respect that.
So in my head at that time is this thing of like, and part of me feels like, oh, well, if like I care too much to like start filtering in this way, then I'm like, I don't care. I don't want to cater my life to like what you are going to react.
There you go.
And that voice is like so, it's so like teenager in a certain way where like, it's just
you
like,
you can't dominate me.
Fuck you, dad.
Yeah, like exactly.
That attitude. Yeah. I'm like, that is, yeah, it's really problematic sometimes.
But it, I think it is a superpower though too, because it allows you to kind of float more and be less like aware of your, how you're impacting. You know what I mean? You're just kind of like, hey, I'm just going to do it. I'm looking to have fun right now. I'm going to go have fun. And I'm not stressing about how everyone's feeling. You know what I mean? That kind of thing. Okay. How do our personalities complement each other? I think this is a good one.
I mean, this is literally what we do. In conversation, I'm all over the place. Okay. And you're very grounded.
Got it.
You're very grounded. We complement each other in that way, I believe. You're a very firm, you're a firm rock. You're a guide. In this, I think you keep the ship, the bro ship, on course.
Got it. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I feel that. I do feel like we complement each other that way too, because it's like the two energies. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like we both need what we give to each other. In that case, it's just like your crazy trails lead us on fun adventures that can end up in a really fun place or make it really out there. And then my strength is more like, oh, that trail is not good, but this trail's dope. And so I think that's like a nice, it's a fun, like we can work with it.
It would be fun to plan a weekend retreat for each other.
Oh,
where we both have to do what the other person plans.
Yeah, that'd be interesting.
But plan them out like a few weeks apart. But I also feel like, I always feel like if I get to, like you would have to do whatever I, like
right.
Whatever
no, it'd have to
out.
Be like whatever we do.
So if I was like, we're going to eat this stuff.
Yeah.
You would have to do
of
it.
Of course.
And that to me would be like, I don't know if it'd be relaxing or just anxiety inducing for someone.
No.
And I would be like,
I would love it.
Oh, that'd be fun then. We should definitely do that. And then we can do episodes about it afterwards.
That would actually be really fun.
That would be really fun.
Mm-hmm. Or just a
like,
day.
Okay, like we're going to do all this shit. This is what we're going to do. And you have to plan it. And it'd be like, we're going out. Like, this is my concept of like fun. Like real fun.
We should do a day.
Yeah.
A day each. And then see how it goes. And be like, we should analyze it. Be like, those three things, great. That sucks.
I'll warn you, mine will have danger in it.
I love it.
Yeah, perfect. It's a good time.
Mine will have good food and drink.
Mm.
I just think we'll probably just have a dope time
two times in a row. Yeah, we'll have a really dope time twice. Oh, it'll be good. And we can have Lee come film part of it.
100%. Okay, here's a good one.
Here we go.
Now, this is an action.
Mm-hmm.
Give each other nicknames. That's good.
I love that.
I like this.
Well, I mean, it's not much of a nickname, but the first thing that comes to my mind is Big Guy.
You can't steal Embers.
It's not Embers. I literally said Big Guy to you, and then you were like, that's actually exactly what she said.
So why Big Guy?
I don't know. It just suits you.
Because I'm a big guy?
You are a big guy, but you're not like an extremely big guy.
Right. No, I'm not like 6'6".
Like, you don't call like actually large guys big guys.
It's kind of disrespectful.
It's like, if you have someone who's like 7 foot tall, like it's like freakishly large.
Well, and also it makes them sound like bumbling idiots.
Just yeah.
Like, what's up, big guy? I'm just big guy.
But you do have big dog vibes.
Like Boris energy?
Yeah.
R.I.P.
Like, you do have, like, big, sweet dog vibes.
Okay.
You know?
All right. I'll take that.
It literally goes with what I was talking about of, like, are you... What was the question? Like, do you... How are you on the street? Like, are you intimidating? Are you nice? How do people perceive you or whatever?
Right.
Or it's like, well, you're, like, big, but, like...
It could come across nice. Different ways, yeah.
When you see, like, a big dog, like, sometimes you're like, oh, like certain pit bulls, you're like, I don't want to touch that pit bull. Some pit bulls, you know, they're just big babies.
Dude, I'm trying to think of one for you. I can think of...
What nicknames have you had in the past?
You know, my nicknames were always lame because it was like...
They're supposed to be. They're supposed to be awful.
Like shit like Gretzky. Like among people who didn't play hockey.
I feel like we've talked about this.
You know what I mean? Like I would like someone would, like someone would just start that calling me Gretzky.
That's what you
even
said.
Even though like they didn't play hockey, they just were like, oh, you know, here's a hockey player, so we'll just call him Gretzky. So like Gretzky, like some people will just call me that. You know what I mean? Like shit like that. I'm trying to think of any.
We've talked about this.
Failure. My dad would call me Failure. No,
Got him. You legit got me on that. I, for a moment, I was like, you had me, but I was like, your dad called. Oh my gosh. Wow. Wee, wee, wee.
Oh, yeah. He used to call me Accident. What else did he call me? No.
Slip up. Hey.
Yeah.
Oh, I was just trying to think of some mean names.
Beer,
to
almost
tell my
beer
kids.
Down. Almost beer down.
I was just trying to think of mean names to call my kids, but I just can't because I love them so much.
Oh, cute.
Oh.
You mean like common enemy?
Yeah. The common enemy.
The common enemy. I call you. Like I, this, I wanted. I this is not a real nickname because it's something I will. I'll just say to you every time. But I would just call you like bruh. Like bruh. I just feel like totally perfectly.
These are good nicknames.
It just encapsulates you.
We used to call. Did you have
did you talk to bruh?
Did I like that?
I could see it.
If that's just like how the my name in the family. Did you ever have like all encompassing nicknames like as a group of friends where like you all referred to each other as one name? Like if you'd been like every time you see someone be like, oh, what's up, Dunn? What's up, Dunn?
Dunn, what's Dunn?
All your friends, I don't know. That was like one thing.
Oh, I had
my
a name
friends
for,
used to say.
I had a name for one of my friends.
Barney.
So one of my friends, when we were 16 and 17, he didn't get his license till he was like 19. So we would just call him the Burden.
I love that. The Burden.
Like, oh, you're going to go pick up Burden? Because he like was always the guy that was like, can someone pick me up?
Can someone pick me up, please?
So we just called him the Burden. And his name started with an L.
The Burden?
No. So we got him a Long Beach sticker that said LB. And we said, because we just like, it got out of hand. I don't think he appreciated it after a while.
We had a friend. Yeah, we had a friend whose nickname got like out of hand. It's probably like one of the more epic nicknames of all time, but it like, it got to the point where like teachers knew it. Like teachers knew it, and like
a legendary nickname is like rad, even if it's like rude. It is rad just to have a like one that people know about you. They don't even know you, but they know about you. It's kind of fire.
It was Kook Face, but like everyone, I'm not like everyone knew him as Kook Face.
Wow. That's the thing. It's interesting, right? And who knows how, probably just someone said it one time.
It was like wild where like his friends like stopped calling him. Like his friends stopped and everyone still referred to him. Like all the other people who like weren't his friends thought that like, oh, it's just like, what's up, Kook Face?
Oh my gosh.
Did you ever have any weird run-ins with people from high school you thought you'd never see again?
I had a bad one.
Okay, go. What's your bad one?
I was probably 22. And I was doing music heavily at the time, but not like making really any money. So I was like writing a lot and like producing shit, but like not successful at all. Ran into this guy at a mall. Guy I hadn't seen in, you know, 4 or 5 years. He goes, hey, bud. He gives me one of those immediately, just like, he has like aviators on and he's kind of got like this sleazy salesman vibe. Hey, bud, how you doing? Long time no see, bud. He has like, I got keys in his hand. He's flipping them. It's like a Beamer. He's clearly just like, what's up? I'm killing it. And I'm like, oh man, yeah, I've been working on music and I've been like, you know, like doing a lot of writing. Oh, that's cool, man. Man, that's so cool, man. He's like, I love that you didn't like let the pressures of the world get on you, man. Like, you're just doing what's fun. Not taking life too seriously. You know, just like this condescending tone. I'm like, what do you do? Oh man, sales. Yeah, I work for this company, killing it. You know, just that kind of thing. Being the biggest douche ever. And he literally goes, well, anyway, good seeing you, Evan. Oh, pulls out his wallet, takes a 20 out, hands it to me and goes, hey, give me one of those CDs whenever it comes out, and walks away.
Wow. Wow.
I mean, how insane is that?
Can we just Google this guy? Do you remember his name?
I don't
ever looked him up? Let's just look him up and see what he's doing.
What's his name? He had a bad nickname, but I can't say it. I honestly, it was another
that.
One of the...
I love that. That's the nicknames you can't fucking... Like, that was how we... Like, whatever the fuck it was totally fine to, like, scream that on campus.
Oh, yeah. I was just normal.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Totally.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, broads, one more interruption. If you're still in your 20s, I have to break some really bad news to you. Your lashes, they will not always look as good as they probably do right now. I know, it sucks, but it's just a fact of life, and that's okay. The more years we put on mascara and then scrub it off and get false lashes, the more we wear out our lashes, and after, you know, 10 or more years of that, your lashes might need a little help getting back to the fullness and length of their youth.
But we got you, broads. We're excited to tell you about Roderm. Roderm offers access to a clinically proven eyelash growth serum for people who want longer, thicker, darker lashes. And if treatment's right for you, you can get it prescribed online. It is that easy. Just submit your info, complete a free online visit, and answer a few standard questions about your eye health and medical history. And you can expect a Roderm affiliate healthcare provider to reach out to you within 48 hours. And if you get prescribed, your lash serum will be at your door in just 2 days.
I have been using lash serum, by the way, when I just have my bare lashes. I've had years and years of eyelash extensions, and Lord knows it's done damage to my eyelashes and all the false lashes. So I put lash serum on now, and it makes such a big difference. All you need to do is swipe the brush over your lash line each night, and within just weeks, you can see that your lashes are starting to look longer and stronger.
Right now, if prescribed, new members will receive 10% off eyelash growth serum from Roderm. When you go to roderm.com/chatty, shipping is free. You'll get free and unlimited follow-ups with your healthcare provider to support you throughout your eyelash growth journey. Roderm.com/chatty.
Probiotics, prebiotics, gut health, microbiome. Is your head spinning yet? Because I know mine sure is. Long story short, there's a whole lot of health and wellness buzzwords that get thrown around. And I'll just be honest, it can get a little bit confusing trying to figure out what you're actually supposed to be doing to get your gut in good shape. But that's why we have been loving Seed, okay? It's no-nonsense approach to gut health. It's just the thing that you've been looking for. I've been taking Seed now for, I don't know, a year. It changed my digestion.
Yeah. Seed's incredible. There's Daily Symbiotic really does it all. This is like the only, this is one of the few probiotic brands I feel like I can really get behind. Their Symbiotic is a broad spectrum 2-in-1 probiotic and prebiotic made with a proprietary formulation of 24 distinct strains in scientifically studied dosages. I have tried a lot of different pill form probiotics. A lot of them, I don't really think they make a big difference, but there's a reason for that. I recently learned most other probiotics don't have a capsule that protects the good bacteria through your GI tract. So by the time it's through your body, the good stuff is already gone. Mm-hmm. But with Seed, they have designed a new 2-in-1 capsule that protects the probiotic all the way to the end. And that's why Seed is so effective.
There are about 1,000,001 reasons to incorporate Seed's Daily Symbiotic. It promotes a good immune system. It supports overall gut health. I mean, honestly, the list goes on. You can give Seed a try and see for yourself. Like I said, for me personally, you know how we talk about being constipated queens. Mm-hmm. It just is what it is. Since I started to use Seed, it has been regular and wonderful.
Seed's incredible.
God bless.
Start a new daily habit today, a new healthy habit today. Visit seed.com/chatty and use code chatty to get 20% off your first month of Seed's Daily Symbiotic. That's seed.com/chatty and use code chatty to get 20% off your first month.
Okay, what do you think the perfect gift, we're asking this to each other, the perfect gift for each other is? Like, what do you think the perfect gift for me is? And I have to come up with the perfect gift for you.
Well, you got those ear molded.
that was for work.
Yeah, but that's such a good gift because you use them all the time.
Every day.
That's really a good one.
I know what I'd get you.
What'd you get me?
I would get you a surf trip to Indo. Wow.
That is literally a perfect gift.
I'll get you a surf trip.
Holy shit.
To like Indonesia, like a place you haven't. Have you gone to Indonesia and surfed?
No.
Yeah, okay, there.
Okay, I would do for you, I do a Portuguese golf.
Is golf big in Portugal?
Yes.
Sick.
A handful of like the world's nicest courses are all in Portugal.
Yes. Let's do it.
That'd be tight.
Let's do it. That's our crypto gift.
There's also really good surf in Portugal.
Really?
We could just do the trips together.
Like, or we should just give each other these gifts.
That's our weekend planned.
This is
my idea of fun. Girls, for the podcast, Evan and I are going to Portugal for 2 weeks.
This is for the podcast. We don't want to do this.
For 2 weeks, we're going to go. It's a long flight. And we're going to surf and play golf. We're going to be better for it. We're going to be better men when we come back. We are going to be more relaxed. We'll be more engaged. We'll be better partners.
I like how it's a sale. Like, we'll be more into you if you let us do this.
We'll be more into our circumstance in life if you just let us.
We will be more surrendered to...
We'll be better prisoners if you just let us get outside once in a while. Okay? Then I'll sit in my cell.
We'll be obedient prisoners.
And
we won't cause havoc.
We won't step out of line for a while.
It's like the idea of giving us, like, you gotta treat, you gotta give the prisoners treats sometimes so that they don't revolt.
Yeah.
That's us.
That's literally...
Oh, that is hilarious. We will be happy little prisoners if you let us go to Portugal for 2 weeks and golf and surf.
Will you please let me go watch anime at my friend's house? Thank you. Do you say things to Jess, like, if you're leaving to go, like, hang out with your friends? You go, like, thanks.
You know what's funny, dude? It's the opposite. She parties way more than I do.
She goes out a lot?
She always says thanks to me.
It's like, thank you.
She's just like, hey, by the way, cool if I go...
That's how I am asking. It must be a Libra thing.
She goes, is it cool if I go out tonight again? I'm like, yeah, I don't care. Go for it. She's like, okay, cool. Thanks.
That's how I am. I'll be like, babe, is it cool if I go to Paulo's? My friend who just moved to Long Beach. She'll be like, yeah, that's fine. And I'll be like, okay. And then like at the time, and I'm like, okay, so like,
confirming.
I'm going to go to Paulo's now. She's like, okay. I'm like, thanks, babe. Then leave. How fucking whipped is that? How sad is that? That's where I'm at.
How the mighty have fallen.
I used to not take shit from anyone. Yeah. And now I'm saying thank you.
Yeah. For letting me go outside.
To go outside. What is this shit?
Oh my God. Okay. How would you describe me as a stranger?
As a stranger?
Sorry. How would you describe me to a stranger? That was like a high comment.
Your I don't brain was know like, you. Whoa. I was just like, okay, I don't know you. How do I describe you?
Describe me. You've never met me and you've never seen me. Describe me. To a stranger.
I describe you to a stranger.
Well, one of your guys you work with at the gym. Oh, yeah. Evan's coming by the gym.
Evan's coming by the gym. Oh, he's like.
Big guy.
You know, he's like.
He's a real big guy.
He's this really big guy. He's like, you know, he's like Becca's friend's husband.
It's like Becca's making you play with, it's like your mom's making you play with her friend's kids.
He's like my coworker.
Yeah, he's my employee, basically.
We like, you know, like we're like, we just do this thing together. It's like Evan, he's chill.
Big guy. He's a really big guy.
He's a big guy. He golfs sometimes. He works in music.
I like, yeah, you're literally like describing your friend to your mom. He likes the color red, which Evan, is insane.
Evan has a daughter too.
Yeah, I would describe you as. Oh my buddy Gray's coming over. He's like he's chill. He's always down for a good time. That's how I describe you.
That's sweet.
Like he's easy to get along with.
I forget what I said, but you came and actually you came and played golf with some of my friends, and I think I literally was I probably just said like a very similar thing. I was like, Evan's super chill. You guys, I could play. Come over. That was it. That's all you get. That's the description. He's super chill. You guys don't worry about it.
They're like, we don't want him to come.
What's he gonna be like?
Is that what they said?
Like, shut the fuck up.
Is that what they said? What's he gonna be like?
No, that's like they're just like, okay, whatever.
Yeah, right.
But imagine, like, I feel like that would be my answer if someone, one of my friends was like, are they cool?
Right.
Is it like really like you're gonna invite, like, what are they like?
Are they cool?
I'd be like, shut the fuck up.
Okay, here we go. What, if anything, are you lying to yourself about?
These are deep, dude.
Yeah, think about it, bro. Are you lying? Are you lying to yourself about anything right now?
My tough exterior.
Okay.
Tough exterior. I'm just a big softy.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Like, do you identify with that?
I do.
Yeah. Do you? So. Explain.
I mean, I think like the attitude of like, oh, like I don't care is like not, you know, I remember most, I'm definitely a like forgive but never forget type person.
Never forgive, hate always.
Mm-hmm, hate always. No, I'll be like, I'll forgive you for saying that, but I won't ever forget that you said it.
Mm.
Type of,
But now we're just getting away. Now we're just getting into how you're maybe subtly evil. I'm more talking about lying to yourself. So the tough exterior.
I'm more petty.
But what are you lying to yourself about? That you're not as tough as you present?
What am I lying to myself? I wouldn't necessarily say like that I'm tough guy and that I'm not actually a tough guy. I meant like the whole like, oh, I don't really give a fuck. Like
The thing I was kind of saying, maybe it's like it's more extreme than you feel.
Mm-hmm.
Like what you're presenting is more extreme than you feel.
Mm-hmm. What else would I be lying to myself about? Or what's it more?
I'll go.
Okay.
I seem to
have all these prepared.
No.
Okay.
No. I would say I feel like I'm lying to myself about how much I need people. I think I have some sort of deep childhood need to not need anyone.
I was going to read that as in like, you feel like you need to have a lot of people around you and you feel like you don't need anyone.
No, it's the opposite. It's like, I kind of have this, like, if you don't need anyone, then you're strong. When in reality, it's like you're isolating yourself or you're really not creating much. You're not bonding, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Especially when it comes to like work and all these things. It's like I have a real sometimes fear to need help when in reality, the best things that ever happened to me were with groups of people and getting help and working together. But I have like this exterior of like, I don't need anybody. And I think it makes me feel tough and it makes me feel strong. But in reality it's like, it's insecurity.
And it's just making things harder.
Yes. Not bringing people in.
See, I feel like I've made, in my life, I've made room for other people more than made room for myself.
Interesting.
So mine's almost like, I would say like my take on the reason I read it in on that is what I resonated with me was like, I make too much room for other people.
In what way?
In ways of like...
Like helping others?
No, not necessarily like... in terms of like the importance of... Like I think it'd be like FOMO in friendships.
Okay.
Of like feeling like you need to be there for certain things. Or like, oh, you're going to miss out on this, this, or that.
Oh.
Or like... I don't know. Like the ways in which you maintain friendships. Or like... It's like a, I don't know, like I'm so, like I used to, before kids, I was someone who was with my friends probably like 4 to 5 nights out of the week. Probably no, closer to probably like 6.
Wow.
5 to 6 nights out of the week, I would like be having dinner at a friend's house or having friends over at my house for dinner or going out somewhere or like doing whatever. Like it was like an odd night that I was like actually like spending the like night alone at my house.
Oh, interesting.
You know what I mean? And so then like, with family, it was like very quick of like an insulation. That's like probably been one of the hardest transitions for me. And recently I've been like, actually like, well, what's the, like, you know, what's really, I don't really need to see anybody. I'm like embracing this like more and more of like, I could just call someone or I could just, you know, text them just like, hey. And I feel like very much like, oh yeah, friendship's still there. Like whatever. I don't need to like actually go out and see somebody.
Yeah.
Type of thing. And like amount of volume that I would have like needed before to feel like I was close with someone.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that is interesting. Like, yeah, that's actually really interesting. Volume.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been a volume guy when it came to friends.
Really?
Like I like when I was in music.
Well, grab us a couple more beers.
Oh yeah. I still haven't had this one.
I can hear, by the way, guys, when I stand up from the couch, I'm still in the same room. I can hear.
Yeah, he's walking 5 feet away. It's an interesting one because I do feel like there's usually two sides of the coin when it comes to people generally, which is those two things, mm-hmm. which is like some people are like, I don't go out of my way to reach out for these various reasons. Or the other person goes, oh, I'm obsessed with having people around me because then I know that everything's okay or that I'm loved or that I have friends or whatever. I was always more the opposite. I'd always have my like 4 or 5 really close friends. And then when I was doing the band stuff and the writing stuff a lot, I would be at like parties a lot. So like I had this, it gave you the idea that you had a lot of friends, but it was really just a lot of like people that were around you and like you were working with or whatever. But I've always been someone that has been very slow to reach out, to create a friendship, to go out on a limb and risk it not working out. You know what I mean? Like I was always that person that would much rather throw a party for 6 people. We're like, we're hanging out, we're having like a really good dinner. We're like, I know it's locked in. I know it's going to be a good hang. Then like, let's invite 40 people for fear of the fact that like, maybe some of the people aren't going to vibe together and it might create an awkward thing or it's going to be a buzzkill or, you know what I mean? So like, it's, you know what I mean? Like I've always been less volume and more quality for fear of losing quality because of the volume. I've always been more jealous of the friends that were like, oh yeah, I just invited like 100 people over to the house and who knows what'll happen. You know what I mean?
In college, if I was having a party, we had a lot of parties at our house, but if we were having a party at our house, I would go on Facebook, like invite. I would just click invite all and send out.
Nothing could be less more my chemistry in the entire world.
Send out
than that.
Full, like we would make like college house party pages to be like, oh, like, you know, this is the party happening at our house. Like whatever description we wanted, I just click all.
I love
any
that.
Family member who is like on there would just be like, oh, they're having a
like aunt Judith is coming by.
I love that we would get comments that were just like, oh dude, like I don't fucking live anywhere near you, like
I'm in Washington DC.
Random people like, thanks for the invite, because at the time it was like I was a regular, like I think I had like, I don't know, I don't want to be like, you know, it's my Facebook friend count, but I had like over 1,000 people on my,
which at the time was a big deal.
That was like a lot when you're like just going from high, because my high school was massive, and then going into college it was probably like it was a lot of people, but I would just be like, I don't want to go through and find everyone who goes to my college. Okay. I didn't have the patience for that. If I tried to do that, I'd be like, fuck this. And
okay,
I just
conversely would you go to a party you got invited to that you barely know anyone?
Hands down.
See, that's the opposite of me too. If I got like, you know, I would get invited to these parties where I was like, I kind of know the guy who invited me and I kind of know that other person. There's no fucking way I'm going.
Well, there would be
now
like,
I'm better, but like it would be like, no, I got to know the guy well, or I got to know it's the girl's birthday. I got to know her well and her five friends. Like, I got to have a solid foundation when I walk into that party that, like, I know people. No, because then I'd have anxiety the opposite way.
No, so I would roll deep. I would be like full car.
No, but
let's go.
No, but I'd have anxiety the opposite way. Walking into a party with three of my friends, it's kind of a weird vibe. I'm now nervous about the fact that, like, my friends are having a bummer time because it's kind of a whack vibe.
Oh, hell no. I would have been like, you know what I'm saying? I'd be like, call up the boys and we'd have been like, dude, party, random party, randos. We'd be like, ladies. Like, sure. Let's go see who's there. Let's see, like, who is there. Not our normal party scene. Like, absolutely. Let's go see and, like, meet some new people. And that was always, like, parties where you didn't know anybody was when, like, the weirdest shit would happen.
Right.
And that was, like, always, because you never really knew what was going to happen, what to expect. Those were always the most fun nights, because there was, like, a little bit of anxiousness.
I love it.
Oh, look how excited I'm getting just thinking about
it. And I agree. Whenever I go out of my comfort zone, I'd end up having the most legendary times. But it's funny, because, like, you know, even if we were doing something like a birthday or, like, a single release party, where it's like, okay, cool, you have a new song coming out, and there's two ways to do this. You either invite everyone you know so that it's like a big party in a warehouse, or it's like more curated and there's like 20 people that you know are awesome. See, and it's like everyone's vibing. I would be always leaning more towards the 20 people that I know are deadlock than the people who is like, who knows who's going to show up, you know what I mean? So it's so interesting that, like, we have opposite experiences with that.
So funny. Whenever we think about stuff that's like, oh, like, what do you miss about being single or, like, before in a relationship, both Beck and I are like, which I don't know if you and Jess talk about that stuff, but for us, it's the anticipation of, like, a night out.
Oh yeah.
Or the anticipation of meeting
someone that you have chemistry with,
or, like, you just talk to them and then you're like, you're nervous about it,
or, like, you see the text light up and you're like, oh my gosh, you're on edge.
All of that. I think the, like, any situation where you have hope as a single person
new
is, like, the best.
Yeah.
When you're like, oh, fuck. Like, you're getting ready because you don't know anyone who's going to be there. So you're like, I'm about to meet, like, some new people in this way. And you're going to roll with, like, your buddy or whatever. And you're getting, like, there's, like, a jazzed up situation. And you're both heightened to it.
So funny.
That shit is so fun.
Where I would be like, dude, what if I go to this party and I'm stuck talking to someone I don't want to talk to?
You'd be like, dude, what if there's, like, a hot-ass girl there who's into me? Let's go.
But I feel like we'd be good friends then, because back in the day, because I feel like there's that balance.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, I always had friends like you, because then they would drag me out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's go. Let's do this thing. I'm like, cool, let's go. But, like, I wouldn't be the one to initiate. Like, let's go to this random fucking party. We got this random invite.
My best friend would be like that. And then I also had, I had, like, a few groups.
By the way, Jess
really
is so
friends.
Much more like you. The other night, no joke, this happened. She went somewhere completely by herself and made 10 new friends and came home and was just like, oh yeah, I just decided to go because I was just having a stressful night and I needed to get out and my friend canceled on me. And so I just went to this event and I just went and ended up hanging out with like these 10 to 15 people and totally connected, had a great time. And I'm just like, bro, my friend cancels, there's no way I'm going. In a
Unless it was
billion
something you're really looking
years.
Forward to.
What?
Unless you were really looking forward to it.
Even still, I'd probably cancel. Because I'm like, what am I going to do? I'm going to sit there and, like, I'm just going to hold my drink and my phone and have this awkward moment where I'm having to, like, go, hey, dude, totally, right? It's crazy, right?
My friend Andy is like that. We should have him on. We'll just call him. If I called him right now, he'd come on. He lives in Oregon, dude. He farms. He lives in the middle of nowhere, Oregon. But Andy would be, like, comfortable anywhere he is.
Love
he's
that.
Like, long hair, hippie vibes. Like, he's literally a farmer, but he'll walk in anywhere in, like, little short crop shirt, little, like, corduroys and some Birkenstocks.
Free,
he's got, like,
free
long
spirit.
Beard, long hair, little knit beanie. And it's like, what's up, guys?
That's my buddy Zach. My buddy Zach he'll literally go, dude, to this day, he does this. He'll just be like, oh, yeah. I'm like, what'd you do today? I drove down to Malibu. I got a little surf session. And then I just, like, went kind of bar hopping by myself. And I was like, what? He's like, yeah, I go to this bar, have some drinks, make friends with the bartenders and random people in the bar. And then I just go to the next bar and do that like 3 or 4 times. And
that's
basically, and I'm like, you went on a pub crawl by yourself? Like, bro, that's insane. He's like, he went to Costa Rica for a month by himself. And he's just like, yeah, I made friends, people at hostels, bars.
See, that
he's like,
is, I had like
a
little
romance. He's like, I had like a romance for a week with this girl who was down there.
That's the best.
And then she left and I was like, see ya. And then I made new friends and I'm just like,
That's the best.
That sounded to me incredible.
That is the best.
But nothing could have been more like, dude, no way.
See, the truth is, guys, the truth is, and this is, you know, this is the weird, this is what's fucked up about life. Kids are the best? Wrong. That's the best. That's the best. Traveling by yourself.
The way he describes it is the most romantic shit I've ever heard.
A week long romance is the best. That's the best. Because you know that there's a time stamp.
And so you're just soaking in every minute.
And you're both just leaving. And you're never going to see each other again. So you allow yourselves to fall as deeply as possible. Because it's like fake. It's like a fantasy. It's not really real.
I love that.
You never learn the negative sides of somebody. It's always positive.
See, I would do all of this.
It's always heightened. It's always sexy. It's always all these things. And then they're like, au revoir, my love. Like,
she's French.
The time has come, and like, it's now I have to leave you. And you're just like, oh my God, I'll never see you again. Hopefully, never ever see you again.
Although, what if you
and this was love?
I would do that with two, three friends.
You would?
But he would do it alone. And that's what I'm talking about. That's the next level shit.
That's the real way to do it. That's the real way. That's the poetic way.
It's so poetic. It's so romantic.
See, and now we're saddled in our prison.
A good little
me
prisoner.
And you were just breaking rocks in our prison yard, just counting
scratching
the days
the
until they go to college. When we do really weird shit,
insane
post college for kids when they look at their parents is like the weirdest stuff in the world. And they look at their parents and they're like, "I thought you were weird before, but like you guys are fucking super weird." Because now you're like old in life and you're like doing things for yourself.
Yeah,
and that's how they see it. They're like, "Well, I graduated college, and now like you're just like." Where? You don't have to take care of me at all. And now you guys are like, now I'm just like watching you like do things.
You're like, precisely.
Yeah. And you just like do really weird shit. Cause you also like, you're through the romantic side with your partner of like quality time, intimacy. It's more like, yeah, we did it. Our kids graduated college and now like, you know, you have date night or whatever, but really like, you know, like old couples spend a lot of time apart.
Right.
That's the weird shit.
Yeah.
That's when the weirdest shit in relationships happens, like post 55.
Because people are like, well, kind of wrapping this thing up, we should start trying some weird stuff.
And if
we
you're
never
having
tried.
Sex, dude, you've had sex like how thousands of times.
Thousands.
And you've done everything under the sun. And you're old. You're having old people sex.
You're having old body sex.
No one who listens to our podcast is even.
No.
Understands this. Yeah. This is just, I mean. It's all our nightmares simultaneously, I feel like, but futuristic old people sex. It's going to be weird, dude. We'll probably be in like virtual suits and we'll be in like, we'll be having it in like a virtual world with like avatars.
That's true. We'll just be in cocoons.
Yeah. And we'll be having like weird, like group club, fucking like blade vampire orgy sex parties.
Keep describing your fantasy.
This is the future. This is the bleak dystopian future that I predict. It's just like Blade One, but on the internet.
Blade One.
Meets Blade Runner.
Oh, I like Blade Runner. Okay.
Actually, that is a good spinoff. Blade and Blade times Blade Runner.
Sick. Here's a question for you.
Blade Squared Runner.
Blade Running. How can you become a better person? Oh, we already talked about this. You don't need therapy because you're already perfect.
Thanks, Evan.
Thanks for saying
so
it.
So nice to have a friend like you.
Supportive.
I guess I don't need to answer that question. Evan, what's your answer? I could probably listen more.
Okay, you listen more?
That would make me a better person.
Yeah.
It's more listening, less. Well, I listen a lot. I could just talk less.
Mm. Okay. I'm going to hold you to that.
No. I feel like we have a boring
You're like,
podcast.
I want to identify the problem and not change it. But the first step is to identify it.
I feel like I'm a pretty good person. So like, I'm not trying to be an A+ person.
Oh, interesting.
I'm like fine with being like 88%.
A solid B.
Good. It's B+. B dude. Plus. Like an 89, that's overachieving. 88, 87. Where you're I'm pretty good. I'm a pretty good person. I'm good where it counts. I may not have done my bibliography correct, but the whole gist of the goodness is totally there. Mm. Good where it matters. You can't argue with the argument that I'm making. Maybe a little bit of like the superlatives, the like little peripheral points.
Maybe don't focus on the argument.
Well, no, the whole central point is the argument.
No, but you said...
We're going to argue whether or not you're a good person, essentially.
You said talk less. Maybe not trying to have an argument is a part of that.
You know what my grandfather used to say? Was for every battle you win, you're losing the war.
It's true. That is such a true statement. Because have you ever seen where like you're arguing with someone about something for so long that you just see them lose hope in their eyes and they're just kind of like, I'm just defeated. And now you're like, now you're like, the vibe's weird. And you've spent an hour arguing over this like kind of unnecessary argument.
But also, if it was all pointless, if it was all for naught, that's even more defeating to me. There has to be a point made. Otherwise, it truly is a waste of time. If there was no arrival, if there's no final destination.
If you're just agreeable.
Someone has to make the final
point. Someone has to win?
Someone has to win.
Okay. How can I become a better person?
That's what keeps me and Becca together, really.
Is the battles.
She gets it.
She battles with
you. She totally gets it. For as much of a butthead as I can be, she will be as well, but we get it because the other person can't give up.
Yeah, I've noticed that. Yeah, well, we talked about this a couple weeks ago. You guys don't take the battle too personally.
If someone gave up on
me... It's about the battle.
If someone gave up mid-argument with me, I would be so insanely heated at them.
It's conversational blue balls.
Oh, I would take it as... that would be the biggest offense then... Because I'm not offended by you arguing with me. But if you just disengaged...
If you're just like, I don't know, man, whatever.
If you disengaged mid-argument and just dismissed the time invested in the argument, I would be thoroughly offended.
Now, that shocks me. Because I don't know if this is, say, your best friend, but Lee does not hit me as someone who's like battling. You know what I mean? Like,
Lee is this guy.
I don't see Lee going, when I'm sitting here talking to Lee, like, by the way, Lee helps us edit.
Lee listens to everything we're saying.
Yeah. And Lee helps us edit. He's an amazing dude. But the last thing I would say Lee is like a combative soul. That's like, that's bullshit, man. And here's why. No. Lee's the guy that goes like, totally, man. Great idea.
No,
like,
Lee will
he's
sit
so
there,
sweet and kind.
Lee will sit there and laugh while two people are doing this. Yes. And be like, ha, 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 ha.
Yeah. Like he finds it entertaining.
And if someone's like, the wrong side, he'll be like, what, Lee, like, do you think I'm right? He'll be like, no.
Oh, okay. So he'll throw down.
And
that'll
be it. And he'll just be like, no.
That's fun.
Or like, well, I kind of agree with this person. He won't like make room for himself to interject. But if you ask him, he'll tell you what he thinks.
But Lee is a good compliment to the battle.
Yeah.
I love that.
Lee is there. Lee is the battle's audience.
Yes, he is the...
he's the witness. He's the recorder,
he's
dude.
The witness.
Lee's also great when there is an argument because he will be like, actually, this is...
Oh, he throws in
actually,
some...
Actually, you did not say that.
He's a listener.
Yes.
He's taking in all information, ingesting it, having smart answers.
If we have... Okay, so like if we were to ever have some of our best friend guests on, Lee lived in a house with... There was a house of three of my best friends.
Okay.
Alec Lee and this guy, Sam Sacknoff. Sam and Alec and I, we could get in a room and argue. That was how we hung out. And Lee would be central to it. Alec and Sam argue like old women. And Lee was in the middle of it constantly. It would be amazing if there was like resolution. Me and Alec have arguments where he would get into my car, sit down in my car and break my sunglasses because my sunglasses would be sitting in the passenger seat.
Oh, so he'd accidentally
sit down. And I'd go, dude, don't sit down, just sit down.
Can I sit down? Can I guess what he says?
Yeah.
He breaks them. Well, who puts their sunglasses
exactly
on the seat?
Exactly what he says.
Yeah.
Verbatim what he says. Yeah. And then I go, that's what do you mean? Who puts
it's my car.
It's my car. I put things in my passenger seat. You're telling me you don't do that if we go look in your...
Well, then don't put them in the place you're going to sit.
Sun comes down.
Do you put the glasses behind your... in front of your tires so when you pull out, you crush your sunglasses?
This is a legit argument that we have had and neither one will concede.
Neither one will concede. Doesn't matter how many people are in the room. We'll have a full-blown argument over this. That'll be the whole car ride for everyone to enjoy. My best friend.
I love that. me and my buddy Zach are like that too. Just down for the battle.
Oh, it'll get so heated.
We'll just battle everything. We'll just, and we'll even counterpoint to the fact of like, I'll take a stance I don't even agree on. But just to have the battle.
This fool will be, he's so oppositional. Sometimes he'll be in a room. Everyone will be saying like, no, you are wrong. This is how it is. He'll go, I'm going to check it. I'm going to check it.
I love that.
And Google it.
Okay.
Doesn't matter how many people tell him.
Two more.
Go.
Last one. What subject do you think I thrived in at school? And what do you think I wasn't that good at?
I think you were good at math.
Okay.
And I don't think you were that good in humanities.
What's humanities?
History and English.
Okay. Interesting. I was solid at math. Wasn't amazing, but solid. I was good at English. History was by far the worst one for me. Here's why.
Okay.
I love history, but I love the history I'm interested in.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't be less interested in history that I'm not that interested in. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So it's like, you're telling me about some shit that I don't really care about. It is the most boring thing on planet Earth. Because I'm also thinking like, how does this affect me? I'm wasting my time. But if we're talking about some shit that's interesting to me, I'm super engaged. But you're so right in that like, history was like the one I just was like, dragging my feet with. Because for me, I was always more interested in international history. When I had to take US history, I was like,
that's so funny.
Kill me now, bro. Like, it's a 300-year-old like country and like it's so boring to me. I'm not saying that's true. I'm just saying US history to me
I
was
love
like
history.
Oh, like I wanted to hear about like Alexander the Great, and I wanted to hear mm-hmm. about Rome, and I wanted to hear about these
love
like
that.
Epic, you know, tales. But it's like George Washington was like, whatever, dude. It was like 200 years ago. Like, who cares? Like that was always my big one. So I remember distinctly taking US history and being like, every day was like torture.
I loved U.S. history.
I could totally. I mean, you went to Lewis and Clark University. Yeah. Though. Like nothing could be. And you studied religion. I mean, Bible.
And history. And,
yeah. Nothing could be more dead on. Here's what I think. Obviously, you were good at history.
Mm-hmm.
I think you were good at English.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think math was your strong suit.
Nope.
Yeah.
Math and science pissed me off.
Right. Right. I wasn't that into science.
I think science is really cool. I think math is really cool. Studying them really pissed me off.
It was interesting. For me, this is so boring. We'll move on.
I'm too meticulous.
I get that. But you know what's interesting about math? Math gets more interesting the higher the math gets.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember in high school taking algebra and being like, ugh. But I remember in college taking different level of calculus and then being like, oh, this is interesting. Because you actually start to see how like math applies to like life. You know what I mean? It was like, oh, application. It would be the extent of like learning how to spell versus like writing a book. You know what I mean? The feeling is like, oh, I see. Now we're writing stories and there's characters and there's complex
arcs.
Oh,
trust me. Starting a business, you're like, oh, fuck, here's where math is super applicable.
Yeah, it's the same kind of thing. It's like learning finance versus learning what X is.
Basic algebra, like knowing the formula for these things. It's just like, oh, okay.
Yeah, or like how boring, or like, you know what's super boring if you're not like an architect is like geometry. You're like, oh, what am I? Why do I need to learn like shape dimensions if you're not an engineer? You know, that's my brain was always like, how am I going to use this? If I'm not going to use it, I'm bored out of my mind. All right, last one. Make a secret handshake.
Like with myself?
No, me and you.
Okay.
This is how we sign off. Okay. And then once we get this, this is how we do it. This is how we sign off every episode.
Well, are you going to involve our hands?
It's a handshake.
Okay, well, definitely when we
Oh, I like that. Okay, it's like the wings.
Yeah.
Should we flap them?
We could flap, but that's the obvious.
Okay,
flapping's the obvious move.
Okay.
So we come in. Now the less obvious would be to return.
Okay, so we can't return. So we go.
Okay, wait. No. I've got it now. Come in with one and the other. And now?
I got it now, he says. He says, I got it now.
Okay, wait, what about
this
one?
Do the same move twice.
Tell me if this feels right. Tell me if this feels more right.
Okay, hold on, I think we got to get on camera. Are we on camera here?
I don't know. You took mine off because you won't let me look at myself anymore.
Come closer to me. I see that we're in mine.
I can only go so far with my microphone, big.
But we don't need our... Here.
Okay.
Here.
So look, we come in like this. Now tell me if this feels right.
This is the worst handshake of all time.
No, wait. Okay, wait. This one's it. Keep up with me. Okay. Keep up with me. You ready?
Yep.
No.
What are we doing?
One of these. The slide. No slide. Do you know the hand game?
No.
Oh my gosh, wait. Just keep up with me on this one. Go like this.
Okay.
Here we go.
What do I do?
Slide it. Clap. Down by the banks of the hanky panky where the pole fun just from hanky to panky with the hit.
We're just playing a children's game.
That's a sick handshake, though, bro.
Let's go back to the wing. I like the wing.
Okay. Huh? What if we go? So we go up, meet halfway, flip in, and then we go up, down, and then we do.
And then we combine our heads. Okay, that's it. That's it. Okay, ready?
Okay.
So we go up, hump, hump, hump.
Or down, up.
So up, down, combine. That's the head. All right, last.
Oh, no!
Oh, no! Full beer on the couch.
Full.
That's number three, by the way. Number three or four beers that Grayson has spilled on the couch. That's the best way to end this episode. Peace and love, everyone. Chat soon. We gotta now clean up a full beer in the couch. Nothing could be more us. We love you. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.